cliffcentral.com.
And we are here alive, kicking and well on Belighted with Rami and Romeo. Good morning, yeah. good morning.
Good morning. If you missed me, well, you did a good thing because I missed you too.
Oh, I don't think anybody missed you, but if you insist.
Hey, you know,
but no, I missed you.
I've got lovers, you know, I've got lovers of my radio show.
Okay. How are you, Romeo?
I'm good, man, I'm good.
You're looking good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
So you went overseas.
Yeah, well, not yet, just regional.
I know.
People like to say, I'm going to Africa.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's not the right way to say it. You are going to our neighbors here, you know. So I went to Ethiopia and Kenya, so it was awesome.
Yeah, I know. You felt like you were right in place. I mean, Ethiopians are tall. And then where else did you go?
No, actually, Ethiopians are not tall. The tallest is Sudan and South Sudan.
Oh, okay.
Like, very tall.
But weren't you, like, at home?
Huh? No. Trust me. You know, I always get the greeting from the airport. People come and say, and I say, what did you say? So I get that a lot. And then, yeah, so, and especially when I'm like right in another African country.
So it was a good week.
It was a good trip. And it's kind of like a nice, because I usually use the trips to relax as well.
Good.
So it was awesome. And Wena, I see you did an awesome job with DJ Spoo last week.
Yes.
And I saw the ratings.
It's so much fun with DJ Spoo.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's our highest rating.
It's our highest so far, yeah. Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's always good to have a partner who, you know, who represents you well, you know? So yeah. I sleep better knowing that, you got the ropes.
Okay? Yeah, but the week was good. Yesterday I took Ntateng back to Grahamstown. I remember she goes to Rhodes.
Yeah.
So I drove to Grahamstown.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
So when
How many hours?
It's 10 hours. Yeah. 10 hours, but I think it was almost 11 hours because of the roadworks and it was raining a lot.
And which route do you take?
I took the N1 when I went, and then I took the other one when I came back. So I went into Fort Hare, I went into Beaufort, I went into Esh. Yeah, and then there was this other lady. I gave an old lady a lift. Mm. She was amazing. She was telling me the history of the Siskel.
You're not afraid to be strangled. You know,
I've got that intuition. That's something that says to me, that one. I never give people lifts at all. Mm. And each time I've done it, it's always been a good thing. It was one of the best decisions because I drove about just over 200 kilometers with her. And we're stuck in the fog. We're stuck in the stop and go.
Because
of the roadworks.
Yeah.
And she was telling me so many things. She works at Fort Hare University. Mm. Her name is Mapaseka.
Okay.
And she's the mother to a lady called Dineo, who lives in Centurion. Mm. Yeah. Well, wow. How do I remember all of that?
That's so strange.
Yeah. But then we had such a beautiful conversation and we were talking about love. Hello.
What was a belated moment for you? Because, you know, it's like you pick up a stranger, you don't know each other, you connect. What would you say was your belated moment?
My belated moment with her was when she was telling me that, back in the day, they used to complicate life sometimes, you know. And then she's glad that she was actually a rebel when she grew up.
Okay.
She said she got married and then she got divorced.
Right.
And 30 years later, the ex-husband still wants her back. So it was quite good. She was like, I'm not taking him back for anything. I don't want, and I'm funny too. And I'm funny. Okay. Hey, mama. Yeah. I was my pastor.
But after 30 years though?
Yeah, well, after 30 years.
What are the chances that our age group would actually do that?
No,
do
you think, you know,
do you see that
said,
happening with
you know
us, our age group?
Hmm. She said when they got married, and after they got married, when she was pregnant with they only have one child. When she was pregnant with Dineo, this guy kind of, he did a short left, you know?
Yeah.
And then she never forgave him for that. And then she actually divorced him without even him knowing. She went to the Home Affairs and she filled in the form and gave her 2, 3, 4 reasons why she doesn't want to get married to that guy anymore.
Right.
And then she divorced him. Mm. She divorced him, which is, I was like, wow.
But 30 years is a long time to disappear.
No, well, he didn't disappear for 30 years. He disappeared for a while. Okay. But now, 30 years later, he still wants her back. He keeps going back and knocking on her door. And he keeps going, no, sweetie, not today, Saturn, not today.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting. It was so beautiful to see an older, free-spirited person like that.
You know, I noticed on the show, we never really give people our contact details.
Yeah, well,
so
give them your
contact. People your contact details. How can people get hold of you?
People,
you know, as their celebrity radio DJ.
People can get hold of me on our WhatsApp number here first.
Hey, we'll get to Cliff Central later.
Fine.
Let's talk about you.
At Rami Chweni.
Right.
At Rami Chweni.
Everywhere.
On Twitter and Instagram and Rami Chweni on Facebook.
And when your number is 082?
My number is 082.
Okay.
Four. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm just Maromza, Instagram, Twitter, Romeo Motivational Speaker on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. And welcome to our listeners.
Yes. Welcome to our listeners today.
And it's Love Month.
It's the Love Month, you know. And I don't want people to confuse the Love Month with Valentine's Day. We don't do Valentine's Day on Belighted. We do the Love Month. And oh no, can I tell you one of the most irritating things? There's this guy that I met a couple of years ago. And there are those people who love English, you know, who, guys, he loves English, this guy. And he sends, I'm actually going to open one of his messages.
I was going to screen mine instead and put it on.
No. I was just. By the way,
I noticed how you have this huge disclaimer on your Facebook that people must stop sending you high
inboxes. And did you see I actually screen mine
and put it on my.
I was not joking like
so
that.
So somebody sends you an email and they go high.
And that's it. Okay, now this guy, he asked me out, but he was so boring. You know, when someone says hello, you go like boring. Boring. BORIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIII He says to me, I want to take you out on a journey. Okay? Because it's the 1st of February and lovebirds around the globe begin a journey to celebrate romance.
Even me, as Romeo, I wouldn't have thought that deep.
And then what he does is that every day he sends me a message giving me the history of Valentine's.
Oh, wow. How original. You know?
And so and he was sending it on WhatsApp, so I ignore it.
Mm.
Then you know what he did? He started sending me on SMS via iMessage. So now I'm getting it both on WhatsApp and on iMessage. Like, why?
Your life is very interesting.
No, my life is like crazy. Mm. So now, on Saturday, he says, Hi, Moto Omonte.
Oh.
The narrative of Valentine continues with an intriguing revelation.
Right.
It is said Valentine was more popular when men, because all men stood a snowball chance of being picked by beautiful ladies through a game of cards. Men will pick card numbers and put in the basket, and women will raffle and pick their choices. Hope you enjoy the free journey to discover what true Valentine is. From okay, then he puts his.
Do you know? Do you see what you are doing right now? You are perpetuating a culture. This guy is going to listen to how you read it so romantically.
No. He doesn't know I have a show and I'm never telling him.
Okay. Do you see how you change your voice?
No.
The narrative.
I was like, no, guys. So he sends on both messages this way and that way.
Hmm.
Anyway, February. I was actually thinking about this month. I'm like, yes, it's the month of love. Hmm. Did you know? A chippy's moment.
Right.
Did you know, had I stayed married, I would have been married for 16 years on the 3rd of February.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you can say happy ex-versary, Rami.
Happy ex-versary.
Fantastic. And did you know, had my favorite ex, my number one ex, had we stayed together, we would have been together for 4 years yesterday. You can say happy ex-versary too.
I mean,
it's the only ex that matters. No, he's not the only ex that matters. So one will not be happy with me. Because my other ex, my first boyfriend, sent me a beautiful message on Facebook and told me that he was listening to Bobby McFerrin. I introduced him to Bobby McFerrin.
Right.
While people were still discovering Benjamin Ball, I was on Bobby McFerrin.
You were
already
on that tip.
You know what I mean? I was on
levels.
That tip. I was on that
mobile level. Picture of yours.
Yeah, like respect,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I thought it was so beautiful. I thought it was so beautiful. Yeah, and he's such a cool guy. I mean, we've been friends I've known him for 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah. 32 years. 32 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I've known him for 32 years.
Mm.
He's a very cool guy, very stable, amazing. An amazing dancer. We used to dance a lot at school. We had fun, lots of fun, and it was quite good.
Right.
But anyway, I feel like I'm being interviewed. It's like it's my show and all of that. But anyway,
no, you're on fire. Usually, you do that when you haven't seen me in a while. So
I know.
That's why
I love it.
Yeah.
Updating you.
So let's get on to our guest. I'm very excited,
yes,
man.
So since it's the love month, and I did explain on social media that we don't, I don't want people to confuse Valentine's Day with the love month.
Mm.
Then I also don't want people to confuse the love celebration as the married or the marriage celebration. So we'll be inviting different types of couples, married, unmarried, some of them divorced, living together, some of them, you know, cross racial, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of.
It's more a reflection.
It's a reflection.
It's a reflection
to just
of
show
love
how big and how
reminder,
amazing love is.
And a reminder
and
that
a reminder.
We need to keep going.
Yeah, and that to keep going. And it was Matrini's birthday on the 4th.
Ah, happy birthday, Mamzo.
Yeah,
Mamzo.
Happy birthday, Maui. She's looking fine. She's looking mighty fine. And my father is like, yeah, he's like, he thinks he's the
boy. Dongalak.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm just going to let them believe that they're 20, so it's fine. But today we are dealing with young people, awesome people. I know they are young and everything, but I feel like they're so old, because when you've known someone forever, it's like, yeah.
And I actually had this thinking that as they grow older, their number of married years actually going to outnumber their actual years.
Yes, yeah. It will.
Yeah.
Also,
so it's like, these kids are 16, they've been married for 32 years. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. And yes, it's like they met when they were like 15, but now they've been married for more than,
for
you know
more
what
than,
I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, ladies and
forever
gentlemen.
Forever young.
Eh? Ladies and gentlemen, do the drum roll as you always do. For the first time in the history of Be Lighted, we've got a couple. Carry on. I'm not done.
Yes.
A couple that actually knows both me and Romeo for the longest time.
Yeah.
But on different levels altogether.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio we've got the handsome.
Yes.
The stunning.
Yes.
The darker than chocolate.
Keep
the sexy.
Keep it calm.
Mr.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mr. Voice.
Yeah.
Tabam Dooley.
Yeah.
And. And. The lovely.
Gorgeous.
The gorgeous.
Yes.
The fabulous.
Articulate.
The blessed. The very, very sexy.
Yes.
The amazing.
Most
the
beautiful
stunning,
voice.
The songbird.
Yes.
The lady of the house.
Warner.
The queen.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the voicest of the voices, Mrs. Ntlantla Mdluli.
Welcome, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome
yeah,
to
yeah,
Be
yeah,
Lighted,
yeah.
Man.
No, we are delighted to be here.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
So delighted. Thank you.
No, here
guys.
You get Be Lighted.
You're delighted.
No, I'm delighted to be on the Be Lighted. Oh, how?
No,
yeah.
No,
you're rhyming it well. Yeah. You are delighted to be on the Be Lighted show.
Yes. Yeah.
But we are delighted.
It's so unreal. I'm going to tell people this. It's so unreal. It feels like we're consulting. It's like Rami's a lawyer. And Romeo is like the assistant, and we are coming to consult. I've been in radio studios all my life, pretty much adult life, and I have never seen anything like this.
Wow.
Honestly, guys,
that's how we roll, man.
Oh, guys, you don't even understand. Okay,
yeah.
I mean that's like it's like a nice white chocolate, but it's so cool to have like two duck made in studio.
Yeah.
Oh,
like I'm just like all of a sudden I think that
we're on the duck
you,
side
oh,
of life.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm like we are on the duck side of life, and then that's like the light, the light in the darkness.
Like shining.
Shining bright. Your faith in me. Yeah, it's like we're going to go burst into a song.
Yeah.
welcome, guys.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, good to be here.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm actually honored. I mean, they took time out of their busy. You know, they are busy people.
I know.
You gotta slot yourself into their calendar.
I know.
These are very busy people. Couldn't,
I know.
We couldn't miss to be on the belated moment, guys.
Yeah.
This is the highlight of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
you see, that's the punchline, yeah, right?
Right
the highlight.
Woo! Highlight of the year to be on the belated.
Okay. Now I'm going to quickly put Romeo on the spot. Romeo, how long have you known Nhlanhla and Thabo?
Hey, I actually don't remember, but it's been maybe...
Do you remember the first time you met them or you met either one of them?
Hey, I actually don't remember.
Okay, I remember when the first time I saw Nhlanhla and Thabo. It was in 1997, okay? Yeah. Yes, it was in 1997.
Right.
And both of them came with Pastor Benjamin Dube to our church in Soshanguve.
Ah.
And they were doing backing vocals.
Triple C.
Yeah, at right. Christ Center Church.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were doing backing vocals.
Hmm.
Thabo was wearing a black Chinese collar shirt.
Oh my, I remember my black Chinese collar
shirt. Yes.
I remember it.
And
it was flowers.
Yeah, with flowers. Yes, yes. And Nhlanhla was wearing white two-piece suit, a short just above the knee skirt.
Your memory is very sharp.
I know. And a short-sleeved white jacket with a V collar.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wow, yes.
And
yes.
She was like a size zero. Okay, she was so thin, and she's got small hands. Okay, and then when she sings, when Nhlanhla sings, her hands are always in there. She does the Mariah Carey. You see that whole Mariah Carey thing?
Yeah,
Mariah
Carey
saw it from Nhlanhla.
Okay. She came up with it.
I knew Nhlanhla before I knew Mariah.
Developed
kind of a thing.
Right.
So
Muscle
she developed dope. This whole thing
yeah.
happening.
Oh my
and
gosh. Oh
and then
goodness.
I remember Pastor Benjamin Dube. Sang.
Right.
Okay. Mm. And you know who else was there? It was
Matlodi.
Matlodi and
Well, she's Mahlatsi now, but
yeah.
She was Matlodi then.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Kana Kimangman.
Tsiri.
Tsiri was there. Tsiri's always there.
Tsiri, yeah.
And Kana Kimangman, the short lady with the
Lulama.
I'm looking for Lulama.
Lulama, yeah.
And Lulama was there as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
yeah.
Nhlanhla singing like the highest of sopranos, and then this one is singing tenor, and then my Lula mine, the you know the like altos and everything, and you know, and then Pastor Benjamin Dube starts a song, and these ones they come in. Let me tell you, we forgot about Pastor Benjamin Dube, okay? Because what happened is that they killed some harmony.
Yeah,
the church went into flames.
Yeah.
Everybody stood up. Mm. Okay.
Mm.
And then there was this time after, you know, Pastor Benjamin Dube, you know, he's got a soprano, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, bro.
Yes. Jesus.
Yeah.
And then, you know, say, Jesus. Then this is calling Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're going.
Oh,
they're going.
Remember the song.
You know, I know. Sometimes my photographic memory is irritating. Even these days that I'm telling you about, it's not like I want to remember them. They just come there.
So from what you're saying, there's actually a belated moment.
Yes.
And the belated moment is the fact that nobody can dim your spotlight. It doesn't matter where you're standing.
Exactly.
That's a belated moment. So you can imagine looking at your lives now.
Yeah.
You know, you started baking, and yes, you know, it's not a bad thing. There are people who are passionate about baking, and that's all they do.
Yeah.
Mm.
But look at how God has elevated you from the back to the front.
Exactly.
That's a belated moment. So whatever happens, never, ever take your current position as your final position.
True. True. Okay, back to the history.
Mm.
And then, one of the last songs, okay, obviously, you know, everyone wants Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter how Pastor Benjamin Dube sings. We all want Holy, Holy Spirit. But then before we went into that, because the church, I mean, listen, we took our shoes off. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
We were dancing like crazy. And it was cramped. There were people sitting outside.
So can you imagine? It's wow.
Yeah, you know. When it went there, we went insane. But then there was one of the last songs when he started giving them solos. Listen. Listen. Nhlanhla sang, ne? People were crying.
Yeah.
Okay?
Overwhelmed.
Screaming. People were overwhelmed.
Mm.
Screaming. And everything. And everyone was just going, hallelujah, praise God. What? Fine. Ach, Pushem, Tanda, then Lulama, and then they all did. Then came Tabo.
Ah.
Did you see? I just moved my chair back. Tabo, do you remember that day when Tabo sang? And you was actually wearing glasses at that time, remember?
Yes.
You were wearing glasses.
Yeah, I used to wear glasses.
And then he did something.
Like a black frame. And,
yeah. Yes. He pulled this Luther. You know, there's that note that only Luther Vandross does. Yeah, but then this one, Tabo, can I tell you? About three girls in church actually fainted. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot we were in church.
Yeah.
We forgot we were in church.
Yeah.
I remember even when they were supposed to leave, people were running to come and to try and go touch this guy. Oh, we were crushing on him so much. What all of a sudden, Lucy started, we were seeing visions. We were like, oh, Father, if you can just bless me and bless me indeed.
Yes.
But then because at that time, we didn't know that that other one who sings the soprano is actually attached to this one. And when we found out, how irritated were we? And yeah, and then the crush ended right there, Tabo. So yeah.
It was a very tough discovery. Tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, we had to swallow it.
I must give you history. I remember that moment, but the one moment that I remember distinctly about Rami, it was at, it was actually like around the corner here somewhere. At the Symphony Pops.
Oh, Jacaranda Pops.
See, she was wearing the shortest of dresses you can ever find in your life. The shortest. You know, I tell you the shortest. She was wearing the shortest you can ever find.
The black dress.
She says the dress was tiny. She was tinier.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Tanya. Every time I see, I remember that moment. Oh, saying, baza ba ba bum, baza ba 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 ba. When I was a little girl,
I had a rag doll. You and Timothy, and who else? You were doing backing vocals.
It was Timothy and Nothan.
Oh yeah, Nkanda. Yes, because it was me, PJ Powers.
Yeah.
Who's that? That white lady. Yeah.
Yeah, them.
Underhouse, what's his name? Yeah. What do I forget his name?
What's Chaka they?
No.
Yeah, I'm little.
But Donay. Yes.
With lyrics on the speaker. You touch me, honey.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
And your history.
Ah.
Maybe you forgot.
Oh, my God.
It was the Metro Awards. We were getting lost to the VIP party.
Yeah,
I think it was the longest walk we ever took to the VIP.
We couldn't
find exits. We've always known about Romeo. So we've always known about Romeo from radio. And Romeo.
Yeah.
So we meet Romeo. I mean, he already knew who I was. I already knew who he was. And we connected.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to find this VIP party. For the longest of time. And my wife was wearing the highest heels, as she always does.
Yeah.
You can see it now.
She's trying to be as tall as you.
She's always in heels. And we had to walk, yo.
And
my wife says, "Hey, manunga nakusizani."
Did you find the party, though?
We eventually did.
I didn't even know that was the first time you guys were meeting. Really? Was it?
You know, and I tell you, a lot of people actually think we are brothers, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
hello.
And when you actually trace back the history, our dads were friends.
We're friends, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you think Tabo's grandfather actually is the one who baptized my dad.
Yeah. They know each other well in ministry.
Fine, guys. Anyway. My father wasn't there. He was short. He was light in complexion.
Okay. Can we please get on to the whole thing?
Can you talk? No, wait. We got to get to the room.
And we need to talk about your event. Your event on the 18th.
We're going
to
get there.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you, girl?
Hi, girl. Hi, my darling.
Yeah. I mean, we work so much.
Right now.
I mean, we've worked a lot together.
Yes,
and it's always been fun.
Yes,
it's always been fun.
Yes.
And you still sing soprano.
I still sing soprano, my darling. I still sing soprano.
You're killing it.
I'm killing it. You are.
You are. Okay.
Okay.
Now we've done the history of where we come from, where we met, and all of that. Okay. You guys have been together for the longest of time. Where did you meet? Can I ask that question? Where and
you know
when?
The funny thing is, the first
our official date was actually on Valentine's Day.
Ha!
Yes. Ah. Your turn. Yeah. We met in 1996.
1996. So when you saw us, we weren't going out for a year.
Yeah. We weren't going out, eh? We were going out for a year. I mean, the first time we met was at my brother's wedding. I saw him. He was standing at some, you know, at a passage, you know, down the passage, and I walked past, and you know, I saw this tall guy.
We said, "Look, the Holy Spirit said,
I saw this tall guy.
No.
Don't laugh. Don't do jokes
on that. No, at the time, I didn't. No, to be honest, I didn't really, you know, pay that much that attention.
Yes.
And then the second time we met was at his brother's wedding.
Okay. The wedding's everywhere.
There's a belated moment.
At his brother's wedding.
Go to weddings. It's a belated moment. Yeah. Go to weddings.
There's an appointed time.
Chances are people who are at a wedding already want to meet somebody.
You know?
Yes.
No, but what she's not saying is that we were being set up on both those occasions.
We were being set up, though. But we didn't even know.
But we didn't know that.
Okay, who was the culprit?
The brother.
Her mother and my brother.
Okay, so your two brothers. Brothers were trying to set you guys up.
Yeah. No, her mother and my brother.
Yeah, but.
Can the truth come out? Yeah. Which one? Okay, which one was it? You said it was your brother, but now we find out it's actually your mother.
I'm gonna call your mom.
I'm going to call your mom. So now this thing eventually worked because they got you together.
Yeah, it worked.
And then who said what?
No, the mother says now. The official story is that. She was not aware that this one was trying to come and steal.
Oh,
brother.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
She thought it was just a chance meeting of great talents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. La kutlang connect. I hear you singing. Yeah. I also want to spot in the library. I want to be a baking vocal.
You know?
Okay. So then.
Yes.
Then. Mm. Skip to the part where you actually realize, girl, I want to sing for you.
Okay.
You tell the story.
Okay. So then when the second time we met, I saw him. We didn't meet, but I saw him. It was at his brother's wedding, and he was singing. He was singing.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, that was the moment for me. You know.
Hold on. Can I ask you something? If that was the moment for you, what was he singing? Don't tell me you were singing.
Him tomorrow never comes.
You know how much I love her.
Oh, shame. No, I understand. I thought it would be like, let your living water. It wasn't that.
Okay. No, it wasn't that.
Okay,
no,
so it was If Tomorrow Never Comes. That's one of my favorite songs. Okay,
kill us.
This tall guy. Like you just said, dark, you know, tall, handsome. Ooh. And that's always been, you know, my
ideal
guy. Yeah. You know, I've always, you know, yellow bones. No. But my ideal guy. No. Tall, dark
and handsome.
Mm. So,
and with a voice to
with
boot.
With a voice to boot. You are a winner. And he eloquent, you know, speaks so well. All of these things. I'm like, okay. But then, okay, time went on. The next year, which
that
was
in 1995.
No,
it was 1995 when we met, but we're not going out then.
Okay.
Then we had to meet later in 1996.
Yeah. Later in 1996.
Yeah.
Baby, we started going out in 1997, though.
No, my baby.
It must have been that good, guys.
You're still scrambling.
It's fine. Let's go with another
deal. No, my baby. No, baby. It was like, no, my baby. No, my baby. It was, no, but baby. It was, no, baby. It was,
We'll go with that
now. You know what I like? Calling each other baby is not a surprise. You know, people call each other in public. People's like, darling, are you talking to me? Oh, Pella, that's the wife. Oh, sorry. So it's good to notice that this baby is kind of like infused into both each other's eyes. That's a belated moment.
I remember very well. I remember.
Okay,
but then
it was
97.
Don't trust my dates.
I'm not going to trust your dates. Yeah. Okay.
It was 90s. And we started singing with Pastor Benjamin Dube as his backing vocalist. And that, started working together, you know, started spending a lot of time together, seeing each other almost every day. It went on. It, no, baby, you're right. Actually, it was 96.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a good thing we didn't put money
on that.
Sorry.
No, how do I know? I know we went out for 4 years before we got married. And we got married in 2000.
Yeah.
Aha.
Right. So you've been married 17 years?
17
this year.
Years, yeah.
Yeah. Almost. Well, I kind of.
No, we've been dating 20 years next week. But,
yes, okay.
But we would have been married. We will be married 17 years in April.
17, yeah.
Wow. Sure. Okay. Yes, Glanda, yeah. Come. Give us that story before we move over to Tao, because now you messed the dates.
I messed the dates. Okay. Okay. So what happened? Yes, started seeing each other almost every day. We became friends for, you know, going up and down, singing, traveling together. And what happened?
I think what's key there, I will take it over.
This one, I don't
what's,
know.
What's key, the belated moment there is that you take time to know someone.
Mm. Yeah.
She's been in the vicinity. We've been set up so many times. Mm. And we didn't immediately jump into saying, but you get informed about the partner that you're interested in. So I became informed about her. I became informed about her value system. Became informed about the upbringing, where she grew up. But then we got to a point. I remember there was a moment. Benjamin, I was with Benjamin first, by the way, before she was there.
Okay.
So I was called into a listening session because she's coming to sing.
Mm.
So I need to come and sit now and listen to this girl.
Mm.
Gang, 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 gang. I walk in. How bad is the same girl that my brother was trying to introduce me to? It's the same girl that my brother was trying to introduce me to. So I'm sitting tired. I'm going, okay, let's listen. And she gets into this song.
Do you remember what song?
I will bless you over the world. Yeah. You'll be a blessing to all. Yay.
You heard it twice, brother.
Right there as I'm sitting, I realize this one is going to sing for me for the rest of my life. But I don't make a move because... I'm chicken like that. People don't understand. Yay.
Kwababa boss.
So we go out, we finish, but you know, Kapolosi said, Matexini. So we get to take this long journey. I send it. Jaws. And it's actually not that far. But it became long because now I need to make conversation and I take it to the taxis. So I try to get to her heart. I say, like, when you sing like that, right? Where do you go? Right. Where are you drawing from? Because it sounds really, really intense, you know. The expression, the soul in your voice. Where do you draw? You know. No, I draw from my experience, I guess, growing up, and my passion for what I do. You know.
Yeah.
And of course, we talk, get to know each other. We've got common friends, same circle of people that we deal with. So there's a lot to talk about.
So, sorry to come in there. I think here is an opportunity to talk to a young couple that is starting out. What is the importance of having complementary, having things that you complement each other on? You know, both of you can sing.
Yeah.
Both of you have business inclinations and so forth. Because I find that because of that, you were able, a lot of things that were complementary brought you guys together more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what is the importance of someone saying, I'm going to go into a relationship?
Yeah.
What are those things that I'm looking out for in order for me to make sure?
More than anything, I mean, there are lots of other things that you can, we don't have the time to go through all of them. But key for us is the fact that we have conversation.
Right.
We have conversation. That is the first thing, right? We have a we have a point of reference, something to talk about when we are together, right? We have two, something to challenge each other on when we are together. People don't realize how much we challenge each other. Like I'll come off a TV program, she'll tell me what I wasn't supposed to do, or she'll come off stage, I was, you know, but that and that. And so we are able to challenge each other to be the best at whatever it is that we do. But we also have the privilege of growing together.
Yeah.
You know, we have the privilege of growing together. And I must tell you, when we got together, she was probably more money savvy than I was. She was doing more with her money than I was, you know, and it because we are doing the same job, right?
Yeah.
You're coming out of a session. She virtually knows how much I earned because we are earning the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Clever. And, that's wisdom, right?
Yeah.
That's wisdom.
And therefore, that challenges me to be wise with money, because he has a resource, and she knows, so I can't lie and say this is what happened.
So you can't buy Nikes.
You can't buy Nikes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we have a goal set. So immediately, because we're working in the same environment, we know the earning capacity, we know the fluctuations in the earning capacity of the sector that we are in. We set a goal, and we say we want to get married in 12 months. And we started a fund, and we started saving towards that goal. But we were holding each other accountable. So there was that transparency. It helps with the transparency and the openness amongst the couple. And so I was saying, well, that commonality, right, it helped. Commonality also helped in terms of family relations. We were raised pretty much the same way.
The same way.
Yeah, we were raised pretty much the same way. And therefore, that commonality, you didn't find that when I go to a house, they preach a different gospel.
Right.
And when she comes to my house, we preach a different gospel. No. So when I go to her house, her mother will chase me away. Hey, if I have a truck, I'm going to have a
Yeah.
You understand? When she comes to my house, equally my mother would say, hey, except 5 o'clock, I'm missing Taravant. You know, we are held accountable even today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From both ends. There's no side that is unequal. So look, it won't be ideal for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, I think we are blessed in that sense to be able to have that kind of setup. It doesn't happen for everybody, but I think it's really important that you establish common values.
Right.
If you can't get that commonality in terms of family upbringing, whatever, but at least establish common values. And what's key for anybody listening is that never compromise on your values when looking for a partner. Never compromise on those values. Make sure that value-wise, you're pursuing the same thing. She's got a heart for God. I got a heart for God. At least, when it gets hectic, pull on my plate, we have that grounding.
Yeah.
After ultimately, we come back and say, but no, the word doesn't say this. And immediately when you get into that space of where the word doesn't say this, we are equally convicted. I don't have to say anything to her. The word will convict her directly because she has buy-in. That's the same value that we share. And when she speaks to me, says, but the word does not allow you to be there. You understand?
Okay.
It convicts me directly. And I have no comeback. I have no company.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's like you're going. It's like you're about to take out offer.
How can two work together unless they agree?
Yeah.
Unless they agree.
So, Ntlanta. He says he realized that you were more money savvy than he was. Okay. And then he talked about a whole lot of values and you guys having the same heart for God and all of that. What are, besides him being tall, dark, handsome, and with a good voice, and what are some of the qualities that when you looked at him, you realized that these are the, that's what attracted you to him. That's what bought you. That's what you bought into. You know, because a whole lot of people look handsome. A whole lot of people can sing well. I mean, you know, and other people, you know, when they look at them, they sell well. But then there is something. There is something that can, what is it that jumped in you and said, of all the guys I've loved before, I'll ever love, I'll say yes to this one.
And like I said, you know, we got to spend a lot of time together. And I got to know his family. He got to know my family. Number one, his love for God, you know.
Okay.
His love for God for me is what made it. His the way, you know, he respects his mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The way he respected his mom, that to me showed me. You know, when you're a man or you're a young boy and you are raised, you know, in a certain that's basically what stood out for me. The way he respected his mom. Mm. And that's what showed me, Oguti, you know, I'm going to be respected in this marriage or this relationship.
Basically. I think also, you know, a belated moment there for me again is the fact that as you go on a date, you know, starting out in a relationship, it's important to remember that the partner might be looking at how you treat other people.
Other people, you know,
the way you talk to waitresses at the restaurant.
Mm.
But that very important thing,
the
way you relate to your own family.
Own family.
What makes me think that if you are rude to them, what makes you think you'll be loving towards me?
Yes.
And to the other point that Thabo's love for God, you knew that Thabo has an ability to love you because he can give what he's experienced.
He's experienced,
That's
no, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's deep. That is deep because that's exactly it. See, when I run out of ways to love her, that is exactly what you do.
Mm.
You tap into how God loves you. Right? And you realize, but I messed up, eh? But I'm a mess, right? But I still get an unlimited and unconditional portion of love from God. Mm. And that's what you tap into. And when we say love your wife as God loved the church, right? And then you take that model and you say, this is how I need to love my wife.
Mm.
Yeah?
You know what happens, Nick? A lot of people say, once you get married and things don't work out, people say, you know what, I didn't know this guy was like this. Mm. I didn't see the signs. I didn't, there's always signs, you know,
the signs are always there.
I mean, from the fact that, okay. You know,
there's a belated moment.
Belated moment.
Belated
moment.
You must do jingles
now.
Need to get a song. Yeah.
If a guy does not respect his sisters and his mother,
it's a problem.
It is a problem. Do not think that he's going to respect you when you get married.
Mm.
So, you know, the signs are.
You're actually right.
For 17 years, this is the one principle that we've picked up, and funny enough, we picked it from Oprah of all the people.
Mm.
When somebody shows you what they are,
believe it.
Yeah. Mm. It's true.
Yeah.
It is so true.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know you technically met in church, worked a lot in church, but then you've done, I almost said we. Yes, I know we, but we're talking about you.
Yeah.
You've done so many jobs together.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I remember you did Strictly Come Dancing.
Dancing, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all these corporates that I've been, that I've seen, that you guys are always there from, since, what was it? Since 99? Since forever,
yeah.
And how has working in that environment affected you or impacted you, you know? And without trying to get too personal and kind of shift a bit, because if you remember, me and my ex-husband, we did the same kind of work because we also sang at corporates and we did the same thing.
Mm.
But sometimes in our relationship, that did not work.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
Working together, we felt that we worked better
apart.
When we worked better apart.
Mm.
Than when we were together.
Mm.
And but I think you guys work better together than when you are apart.
Mm-hmm.
So please, can we solve for the ex?
So
10 marks, let's discuss.
Yeah, discuss for 10 marks. Wow, it's a common question we get all the time.
Mm.
How do you guys manage to work together?
Mm.
It's so strange that we actually don't even talk about it. We have never even thought, sat down and said, so how do we manage to work together? It is just so automatic that we work together and we take it for granted that we are able to.
But then you actually get hired separately.
We get hired separately.
Yeah. Yes,
we get hired
separately.
Yeah. Get hired. And unless I'm exec on the project, but then I nepotism. But of course, she gets hired on merit. I mean, she's a fantastic, she's a fantastic singer. Yeah. But it starts with understanding your roles in a relationship. You get into different panels in a relationship, and therefore, for example, household. I never jump into child rearing because I do it differently. She does it differently. So I've decided.
Who's the boss of that? Who's the boss?
She's in charge of that. So I decide to let her do that. Okay. Right. When it comes to investment projects in the family, cars and whatnot, I will handle that aspect of things, and so on and so forth. So even in spaces of work, let me tell you, it's not easy. Right, we've had, as you guys know, we've been in groups, we've been in choir ensembles, we've worked together, we've worked in corporate environments where we are teamed up with the Ramis and we've got to interact. So we've been in different environments, but what's key and credit to my wife is that she understands my temperament at work and my temperament when I'm at home.
Right.
And God has gifted her with the grace of saying, okay, we are at work, I'll deal with him when we get home. That's the grace that she has. So when she's there, that's why many people believe Ntlantla is reserved, but she's not. So everybody says that, and I'm saying wait until she gets home. I know when I get home.
I've seen you do the walk of shame.
No, of course.
I've seen you do the walk of shame.
Of course.
When we were rehearsing in Melville one day.
You know
you messed up.
You
and
know
I saw
I
the
up.
Way you went to the car, I was like,
you know you messed up. You know when you messed up.
He gonna get it when they get home, you know. But you know what? Guys, if you just tune in, we're talking to Ntlantla and Thabo Mduli. They're in studio and the hour is just going. The time is just going. It is crazy. But my other question, okay, Romeo, I think we must do those quick questions. Who does this? Who does this?
What, man, I've got the last two questions.
Okay, we're going to get to that one.
And I'm
going to
ask the two questions and keep quiet. And then you decide how you answer them. So over to you.
Okay, So now, besides music, besides being in music, and I know you've got projects that you're doing. What else do you do?
What else do I do besides being in music? Yeah. I mean, I do two things probably, and the rest I suck at.
Right? That's great.
I create content and I communicate. Those are the two things that I do. Everything else I pretty much suck at it. But apart from that, of course, we are involved in ministry. So apart from the singing and the work that we do, we are highly involved in ministry work. I'm a pastor, as you'd know by now, and
ordained pastors.
And I didn't know that part. I haven't been to church in like forever.
Church in a while, so we're ordained pastors, so we lead in the church, and that takes a lot of our time. But we are greatly involved in development and in developing other talent. So she's leading her organization, which is developing young ladies. And I am imparting as much of leadership knowledge that I have, or the little that I'm getting, into that project as well.
Okay, so you are the ordained pastor.
We are both.
Pastors. Okay, because I was going to ask, if you were the ordained pastor, that make you the
both,
pastor's wife?
No, we are both ordained pastors.
Yeah, because you know, there's a difference. You can either be, you can be pastoring with your husband, or you can just be the pastor's wife.
No, she's pastor Ntlantla.
Yeah, you are pastor Ntlantla.
Yeah, we call them Pastor N and Pastor T.
Pastor T. So Pastor N, please tell us about Every Girl Has a Dream.
Every girl has a dream. Wow. You know, every girl has a dream. We launched it 2 years ago. It's an organization, it's a non-profit of an organization for young women, and young girls and young women. And we facilitate, positive mentoring programs.
Yeah.
For these young girls. So we invite inspirational speakers, you know. You've been, you know, to one of our seminars, yes. Where we invite inspirational role models from different industries to just come and inspire the young girls.
And there's another one coming through the next 2 weeks, right?
There's another one coming. Yeah, it's on the 18th of February. Hmm. It's on the 18th of February and Midrand.
At the ULP
guys, house. Please come and join us. It's at the ULP house, 177 Kruger Road, President Park, Midrand.
What time do you start?
We're starting at 11:30. We're starting at 11:30.
For more details,
We are on Facebook. We are on Facebook. Every Girl Has a Dream. We are on Instagram. Every Girl Has a Dream. We are on Twitter at Edgard. Otherwise, you'll find us. We are on social media.
When people come in, do they pay or do you take pledges or what's the story there? Or is it free, but then they get products and all that?
It's 50 rand per ticket.
Okay.
You know?
I'll tell you why you do that. Why you do that? I mean, for 2 years they've been doing this for free. But the reason why you do that, it's because you want people to, and it's a marginal investment.
Yeah,
it's a commitment.
It's a commitment to your dream. It really does not touch sides in terms of the investment that they're bringing in. I mean, we can't afford to pay Rami. Mm-hmm. The value that Rami brings into an event like that, and what Rami charges for that time, we can't afford to pay her. So, literally, is for you to invest in your dream. And when you begin to take that decision, that conscious decision that you're going to invest in your dream, it counts more because you are invested in it, right? To honor something means you are invested in it. So honoring something means you actually have yourself invested in it, and that's why we have attached that admission.
Let's see how quickly you can answer my two questions. Yeah. Like I'm going to ask very quickly, and then you answer, and then we wrap up.
Okay.
We're unfortunately, out of time. Yeah. What is the importance of preserving each other's identities, self-identity? And number two, what is the importance of relationship reviews? It's been 17 years. I don't think it's something that you just autopilot. So question number one, how do you help each other maintain and manage each other's self-identity and the importance of relationship reviews?
First thing you do is allow your spouse to be independent. The first thing that I was told is teach your wife to drive so she can be independent.
We got it wrong because I taught my ex-husband how to drive.
No, you got it right. She was your partner.
She was your partner. No. But give as much information as you possibly can. There are men who want to hog information because the less their wife know, the better. So share as much information as you possibly can. Allow her to be as independent and push her towards that. There are times when she says, "Oh, did you come with me?" I'm like, "No, I'm not coming with you. You're going on your own." Mm-hmm. And she gets lost. Then she says, "I'm lost. I don't know where I am." I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. Punch it on the GPS. You'll get there. Right. Why am I doing that? I'm doing that because I'm saying, you didn't stop being a human being because you got married.
Delighted
moment.
You didn't stop being a human being. You are a human being. There are things that you used to do. You used to go on taxis on your own and get lost and find wherever you needed to go. Right. That doesn't stop. That process doesn't stop now that you're married. So maintaining your identity. The second question was?
The importance of review.
Relationship review.
Or review. We are not even as deliberate as you. I know you hold meetings for relationship reviews.
Does.
But we don't.
That's how I've never got with Romney.
We don't hold meetings by the way. But we do. We do. I mean, we had one earlier on this year where we sat down and we said, "Okay, let's what has happened in 2016 and we had set goals. Why didn't we not hit target? And then we had a review as to why didn't we hit target? And what are we going to do differently? That's important. Why didn't we hit target? And what are we going to do differently? My pastor always says, you can make mistakes. But the important thing is, what did you learn from that mistake?
Right.
Wow. Well, can you believe we're actually out of time? But we, yes, we are, because the time just goes so fast.
Okay.
But I want you to quickly, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds to say whatever it is that you want to say. I know that you are parents to two boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a plan of having a third, maybe hopefully for a girl.
No,
maybe Tabo will hit the target
not.
This time.
No.
And and then, you know, things like that. But yeah, 30 seconds quickly.
No.
are you saying no to kids?
No, more kids. No.
Oh, okay.
Definitely no. but I just want to say, you know, it's a bit of an advice, if I might put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear a lot of people before they even get into marriage, you know, they have the word divorce. You know, even I hear a lot of young girls, a lot of young women, before they get married, it's, you know what, mina maganga ngenza so, ngiyamlahla, you know,
okay.
The power of the tongue, you must be careful of the power of the tongue, because you are, the minute you say that, mina maganga ngenza so, ngiyam divorce.
Yeah.
The man is the head, you know. The wife is the helper. It does not mean that the wife does not have authority. It does not mean that you are a doormat. It does not mean that you don't have a say. It just basically means that he has been made God. He is accountable.
Mm-hmm.
As the head, as the locution.
Amen. Let's take
Amen.
Offering.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. It's amazing how the hour flies, and now we have to go.
Yeah.
The hour is trying to keep up with us.
And then you can't even say anything. It has been beautiful having you here, guys. We can't wait to see more projects from you.
Uh-huh,
Every Girl Has a Dream, 18th of February. Please go out and support. That's it for us. From us, it's been great having you on Belighted. And that's it, guys. See you next week. Thank you for coming.
Belighted.
And thank you for listening in. Be delighted.
Oh,
yeah, we'll sing next week.
Cliffcentral.com.